We're here at Core Power Yoga in Deerfield, and I'm here with Chris Brzezinski. And I've never done anything like this. So, I mean, when you think of core power, you don't think of, you know, all of this right here. This is a lot of core. So, why do you do it?
So, it's a workout that we can do without really putting stress on our joints. The most obvious reason would be flexibility, especially for a DB, my position, hip mobility, and then the core. Core is such a big part of football and the movements that we make.
See, right here, no talking in the studios. I got to talk. I'm gonna be telling them that I need an ambulance or something, man. I already know. I'm gonna catch a cramp. I'm gonna catch a full body cramp. I guarantee you.
Here you go, Anthony. You're gonna need that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it is hot in here.
So we're doing hot power fusion today, which is a hot, heated yoga class, 100 degrees, 40% humidity. And the reason why so many professional athletes like this is because after workouts and games, they're really, really sore. This is a great way to flush out all of the toxins. At the same time, they're still building strength and flexibility. That's also a great way to prevent injury. You're here, Spice.
I didn't know it was gonna be other people in here.
Are we ready? We're gonna get started. And let your arms rest comfortably at your side. Bring your hands together at heart center. Exhale, release your hands to your sides. It's your official water break.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Shoot, you do nothing else. Breathing is good.
That wasn't a fart. It was,
one more each side. We'll pretend that didn't
sweat
happen.
Sweat getting caught in the. Well, you have to do it though, because your wife is an instructor, right?
Right. Yeah. So she's actually just got we've been in Chicago. She got certified through Core Power.
So who's better, you or your wife?
Oh yeah, she killed me. It's funny though, because I kind of got her into it when I first got in the league.
Okay.
And now she's taken over, but she does. 1 to 2 classes a day since she started training, so yeah, it's impressive.
Lift your chest, grow a little bit taller through your spine. I bet that looks good, right?
You know,
that's so
like a violation right there.
Grab the outside edge of your left foot, place it high into your right hip crease. Bring your hands to heart center.
That's right, here we go.
Over onto your back.
There we go.
That was the moisture again?
Yeah.
Okay. Use your breath to stay present. Is that okay?
My leg is slipping.
My legs.
Too much sweat. Is it time to go home yet?
Almost time to go home.
How do you say go home in the language you use? Wyoming, so you're from Wyoming.
Yeah.
Do they have 11-man football there?
They do, yeah. We got 6-man,
11-man.
Like
two teams, probably.
Nah, we got a grip of teams, but they have a 6-man league, too, for the smaller schools. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's different.
Can each of you bring your thumbs to third eye center? We bow forward together. Namaste.
For the record, it was this. I didn't fart.
It was the mat.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
For the record.
It was the mat. Screeds, I just want to take a moment right now to clear the air, literally and figuratively.
Okay.
There was a noise that I made, okay? It was from my back in the mat. My back was sweating, and I moved a little bit, and it made a noise. It made a noise that sounded something like a fart. But it was not a fart, okay? To the instructor, to everybody that was there, I did not fart, okay? Just want to let everybody know that.
Okay. Thank you for clearing the air on that.
I didn't fart.